Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to this concert of music from the Renaissance called Shakespeare's Colors. If you haven't done so already, please shut off whatever pager or cell phone and whatnot that you may have in your pocket so it doesn't sound off in the middle of the concert. In fact, you better do that yourself. That would be pretty embarrassing. First, I'd like to thank the United Community Church and McNeil Development for allowing us to use this space, which I think should lend itself very well to this type of music. This concert is made possible by two grants. There's a grant from the New York State Council on the Arts, a decentralization grant, and also a grant from the New York State Music Fund. Thanks to grants like these, there are lots of music events in the area, lots more music events in the area being supported than have been in the past. Always been a lot of music around here, but especially so now. There are three events coming up in just the next few weeks that I'd like to point out among the many things that are going to be happening. Next Sunday at 4 p.m., there's a classical trio is going to be performing in Grace Episcopal Church, which is just down here on Court Street, as part of the Arts at Grace series. This will be music for violin, cello, and piano by various composers, including Dvorak and Sibelius. The following Saturday, so that concert of Grace is on Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. The following Saturday, the 20th, there's going to be an organ crawl where organists from various churches will give short, roughly 20-minute or so recitals, and we'll move from church to church. It's going to begin at St. Mary's Church at 4 o'clock, and then move, if I read the schedule right, then to the Unitarian Universalist Church, which is down a couple blocks down the street, then here to the United Community Church, then the United Presbyterian Church, which is just across the street here, and ending up over at Grace Episcopal Church. So it's going to be quite a like trick-or-treat, except the treat is listening to these various organs that they have in the different churches. So that's going to be Saturday the 20th, beginning at 4 p.m. at St. Mary's. The third event I wanted to mention is a piano concert. It's going to be at the Center for the Arts on the 28th. It's Sunday the 28th at 3 p.m., which is when they usually have their classical concerts. It will be a classical concert and commentary given by Tikva Babia, who is a graduate student in musicology at Cornell University. We're promoting this event as a tour through the history of music, which we're hoping may become a series. This particular concert is going to it's going to be music of the big three, that is, say, Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms, but also some other composers as well, along with commentary on the music itself, notes about the composer. You know, when you have a musicologist playing things, playing music, you can't escape the interesting, I guess, cultural context that the things get put into. So there's going to be a bit of that. So that is, again, that is the 28th, Sunday the 28th of October at the Center for the Arts in Homer. And now I'm delighted to introduce today's performers. Dr. Susan Sandman is a musicologist whose area of interest is the music of the Renaissance. Mr. Darwood Crocker is an artist, a craftsman, an instrument maker who has encountered both the difficulties and the joys of reproducing instruments from the Renaissance period. Together they bring to their music an interpretation that is expressive, authentic, and beautiful. So please welcome Dr. Susan Sandman and Mr. Darwood Crocker, Elizabethan Conversation.